Sentire Media.
Ciao a tutti and welcome to Venice Talks, a podcast series dedicated to Venice in Italy. I'm your host, Monica Cesarato, a Venetian food and travel blogger. Join me as I share my insider knowledge to help you explore Venice at 360 degrees. In this weekly podcast, we'll dive into the heart of the city, uncovering hidden stories and connecting with the people who make Venice unique. The artisans, the writers, the fashion designers, the bloggers, the journalists, and more. Let's break free from cliché and discover the true essence of Venice, not just the monuments, but the vibrant people, the Venetians. Experience Venice the right sustainable way. You can find me on my blog at www.monicacesarato.com and across all social media platforms. Enjoy the episode and let's journey through Venice together. Welcome back to Venice Talks, Season 2, Episode 9. Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of Venice Talks. Today my special guest is Antonella Magaraggia from Ateneo Veneto. Ciao Antonella, how are you?
Ciao. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, first of all, let's explain everybody. Well, first of all, you are the president of the Ateneo Veneto, but What is the Ateneo Veneto?
The Ateneo Veneto is the oldest cultural institution in continuous operation in Venice.
Okay.
As stated in Article 1 of its statute, the purpose of Ateneo Veneto is to cooperate in the making and spreading knowledge of science, letters, arts, and culture in their every manifestation, to promote the study of whatever concerns Venice and the Venetian area, and to manage its archive, its library, and its art collections.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been with the Ateneo? How long have you been the president?
2 years.
Okay. And before that, were you also with the Ateneo in another form, or you just moved to the Ateneo two years ago?
No, devi ripetere, non ho capito questo.
Sì, tranquilla, ti ho chiesto se eri già a parte dell'Ateneo Veneto.
Sì, ero socio, solo che non so come si dice socio.
Ok, you were a member, one of a member. Yeah.
Allora,
you
tu ripetimi la domanda.
Tranquilla, it's ok, anche perché non faccio editing. Ok, tranquilla. Ok, can you name some of the most famous people who came through the Ateneo?
Yeah. During its two-century-long history, many prominent intellectuals and politicians have been members of the Ateneo Veneto. Among the many, I recall Daniele Manin, Niccolò Tomaseo, leaders of the Republic of San Marco. They gave their revolutionary speeches right inside the Ateneo Veneto's premises. And then Alessandro Manzoni, Albino Luciani, the future Pope John Paul I, and the Nobel laureate Carlo Rubbia.
Okay, so back one step, Alessandro Manzoni, did he come to, he was a member of the Ateneo or did he come as a guest?
A member.
Okay, all right. In what period? In che periodo?
Sì, in 19th century.
Okay, before he wrote Promessi Sposi?
I don't know.
Do you have any like paintings or something of him in the Ateneo or not? Or some papers?
Yes. When he accepted the nomination.
Okay.
And there is a letter.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. And also of a Pope?
Probably, yes. Oh, because every member had to accept the nomination.
Okay, so they had to come into the city and, of course, come to the Ateneo and actually... physically take the personally.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes no.
okay. So how old is the building where you are located and where are you in Venice?
That an evento is based in the heart of the city, in Campo San Fantin, right in front of La Fenice Theater and minutes away from St. Mark's Square. The original building dates back to the 1400s, but in 1562 it was destroyed by fire and underwent extensive renovation. And important architects, painters and sculptors intervened. Alessandro Vittoria, Tintoretto.
Tintoretto, ok.
Tintoretto, Palma il Giovane, Veronese.
Oh, wow. So all of his paintings are inside the Ateneo. Wow, didn't realize that. I mean, I knew that you know when I came, the building is stunning. It's amazing. And is your room as well one of the biggest in Venice? The hall?
Ma, I don't know.
Uno
I
dei
think
più grandi. No,
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 I think
not
no.
One of the biggest.
Oh, no, okay. I don't know.
Okay. And did it used to be a scuola? Okay.
The schools of art and crafts and the scuole grandi were born in Venice from the second half of the 1200s until the 1500s. And the term scuola identify not only the building, but also the corporate association based there. All the brethren belonging to the same scuola choose a patron saint and a standard that they carried in procession.
Okay.
And the scuole grandi grouped the patricians and wealthy bourgeois who could not access political power, whose offices were reserved for Venetian nobles only.
Okay.
The scuole were centers of power made up of the most important people in Venice who protected their interests, today's lobbies. But they were also concerned with helping the sick and the poor.
Yes.
Thanks to the donations they received and the self-taxation of the brethren, the scuole grandi had a lot of money, which they invested in building and embellishing their premises by hiring famous artists, Tintoretto, Tiepolo, like Ateneo.
And when did the Ateneo...
Also, the Ateneo, in the Ateneo, the palazzo at the origin was built to house the two confraternities of San Girolamo and Santa Maria della Consolazione.
Okay.
Which had merged in about the mid-1400s and shared the same welfare purpose to comfort and accompany those condemned to the gallows, to give them burial and to assist widows and children.
Okay.
As the popular name of Ateneo was Scuola dei Picai, School of the Hanged.
Oh, yes, impiccati, picai. Picai. Novis. Ah, right.
Or della buona morte, of the good death.
Okay, yeah, because I suppose that's considered a good death to end.
Yes.
Okay.
The brethren wore a black cape.
Okay.
Had their heads and the face covered by a black hood, and on their chests stood out a Christ on the cross.
Okay.
And they would gather in the prison the night before the execution.
Okay.
And as soon as the so-called Campana del Maleficio, Maleficium Bell, which was the smallest of the five bells in St. Mark's Bell Tower, which when rung announced that a death sentence was about to be carried out. Ecco, when the campana del maleficio began to ring, they would accompany the prisoner praying with candles and the banner of Saint Jerome to the gallows.
Wow, I didn't know this. This is so interesting. Okay. And so when did he stop being a scuola then? The moment that he became Ateneo or before?
Yes, after the fall of the Republic of Venice in 1806, the Scuola dei Piccai, like all other confraternities in the city, was suppressed and stripped of most of its works.
Okay.
It was Napoleon. Mm-hmm. As for academies, Napoleon decided that there could be only one per city. Thus, the Ateneo Veneto was born, deriving from the three existing academies in Venice, Venetian Society for Medicine, Philarets, and Academy of Fine Letters.
Ah.
And voila, the Ateneo Veneto.
Wow. Okay. And that's the reason why you got such big archives then, because you got the records of everybody, more or less, don't you? You have a very public, you have a public library, you have lots of volumes. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the library then. Tell me about
it. The library of the Ateneo Veneto contains more than 60,000 volumes.
Wow.
Mostly ancient and valuable, with more than 20,000 texts on Venetian subjects and from other Italian regions.
Okay.
Over 3,000 of them are ancient volumes that the French granted to the Institute in 1812. These come from the most part from suppressed convents.
Ah, yes, because during Napoleon, all the convents and monasteries most of them were destroyed. They took everything.
Closed, yes. And also of great value are a number of very rare volumes on astronomy and medicine, published between 1400s and 1700s.
Ooh, okay. Now this is interesting. Okay. What's Antonella, do you know what your oldest volume is?
I think 1400s.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I can imagine just to preserve the amount of work to preserve those kind of, rare volumes must be, complicating us in a city like Venice, with all the humidity and the water and humidity.
Yes, yes. It's very difficult. Now we try to scanner. Yes. And we try.
Okay.
If we have money, we try to scannerize. I don't know if the scannerize.
To scan. Of course. So you go to the library. Can everybody visit the library? Do they have to take an appointment?
Information on the volumes in the library can be obtained by searching the online catalog of the Venetian branch of National Library Service. I speak in Italian. OPAC del Polo SBN di Venezia.
Okay.
And the archive and the library can be visited by making an online reservation on our website.
Okay. Do you also have, in those 60,000 volumes, are there also volumes from other countries that talk about Venice, or is just mainly in Venetian and Italian?
In Italian.
Oh, okay, they're all Italian and Venetian.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody wants to do a research and find out about, a lot of if they're trying to write a book about Venice, definitely they should pay you a visit. Listen, what kind of activities do you actually organize now at the Ateneo?
We host a lot of activities. almost one per day. In 2023, more than 200 meetings were held in the
Wow.
I didn't
realize you do so many. I mean, I know that you do a lot of book presentation and you do a lot of seminars and public talks. I didn't realize that is a lot. That is, you're very active.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
We work hard. And we organize lectures, conferences, and less frequently exhibitions and musical performances. Mm-hmm. But it's not only about quantity, but also about quality and variety.
Absolutely.
We organize courses in Venetian history, architecture, health history, art history, archaeology, transportation, decorative art, philosophy, cinema. Mm-hmm. And we also discuss the current events, especially concerning Venice.
Yes, you hold a lot to do with Venice and with the situation for the city, the situation of Venice, also for its citizen. I know that your events get booked up straight away. Nearly impossible to go come and see an event. I mean, or the moment you know that there is an event, you should immediately register for it, because I know it's a big place. How many seats do you have generally? How many people can sit inside? About over 100?
We have three rooms.
Okay.
The first one, called Aula Magna, is the best.
Yeah.
230 people, and the other small are or 80
okay.
people, 60 people.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's quite big, actually. I didn't realize.
We can choose.
Yeah. So, and I know anybody can come to the by now I realize that I think everybody's got to book, because mainly of your events is by booking. Finally, thank God for that, because it's so much
easier. Everyone and without paying.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. So all of your events are public, better to book, they're free. But what if somebody wants to join the Ateneo? Is it something that they can do? Can they become member of the Ateneo?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. Can somebody become a member of the Ateneo? Si può diventare soci dell'Ateneo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do I have to do?
You must be presented by two members.
Ah, and, it's a you via, must, okay, introduced.
Yes.
You must, okay.
Yes. And you must have a curriculum, good curriculum.
Okay. So it's not just anybody. You're very selective.
Not anybody. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I
thought everybody can assist. Yes.
Of course.
Member, yes.
Ah, that's interesting. You're a bit like the confraternity, are you?
No, I'm not a confraternity. No,
but you're working. Yeah, you're working a little bit like like the old confraternities used to do. You know, you don't just join; you got to be introduced and everything. Listen, I knew about you. I've known about you for a long time, but I've noticed that during COVID, the Ateneo, compared to other Venetian, association Venetian realities, you really went ahead and stepped up. You took the opportunity of COVID and you changed things. You really went very strong on social medias, and you started your YouTube channel. How has it changed you organizing the events in this way? How did you manage to do all of this during COVID?
Yes, the Ateneo Vento during the COVID lockdown found itself having to close down for some time. Mm-hmm. But then it started, knowing how to react to the crisis and making in short order an organizational leap forward. Mm-hmm. Several meetings were held using online platforms.
Mm-hmm.
By now, These have become familiar tools that allow to be able to reach a wider audience than those who come in attendance, to connect with the wider world and to enjoy cultural exchanges. Over the two last year, we have videotaped a lot of events, and we have also started producing podcasts.
Oh, you got your own podcast?
Last year.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay, I can help you if you want anytime. I'm all yours.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, if you want me. Oh, I love talking on the microphone, so it's okay.
I love podcasts. And our videos have a lot of views on YouTube channels.
Yes,
and
I
we
know.
Also are doing a project on the metaverse. You know, metaverse?
Yes.
The first of its kind in Venice.
Okay.
And by digitizing Campo San Fantin and our Aula Magna, anyone will be able to experience the events on our calendar with the accessibility, immersiveness, and inclusiveness proper to the metaverse.
Wow.
Now we are going to to make this new project.
You are really into the 22nd century, not 21st. Oh, okay, this is so interesting. Listen, do you talking back about Zoom and stuff, do you actually still do it where the events are available for people that are not in Venice and they can see following on Zoom? Are you still doing that? Okay.
Sometimes.
That's good. That's very good. So, okay, you just told me what's
and
in the...
also for foreign, we have in the sorry, just a moment. We have a section. Host events on Venetian in the world and or Italian cultural institutes that exist abroad.
Okay.
We have created a special section in our website that includes dedicated cultural contributions for foreign people. That is to say, explanatory cards that make context understandable for our fellow countrymen who do not remember the Italian languages or places in Italy, and for those who, being of a different generation, never knew neither of the two.
Okay.
This section is a special section in our website called Veneti nel mondo, Veneti in the world,
is
dedicated to the Veneti in the world or to the Italian institute in the world. There are a lot of institutes.
Oh my God, yes. Above all in South America. Oh my God, they got so many. And in North America as well, there's so many. I always say to my, you know, or my clients or my guests when I'm walking around that ask any Venetian. Every Venetian's got some family member in North America, South America, and Australia. All of us. It's true, you know, everybody's got somebody somewhere.
We want to join, yes.
Listen, what is what's in the future for the Ateneo Veneto, apart from the metaverse, of course?
We intend to continue promoting the dissemination of culture, respecting our glorious tradition and keeping in step with the times.
So, and what are your website and your social medias?
www.ateneoveneto.org.
Ah, your org, yes, of course, because you're an organization. And on social media?
You can find into the website and or on YouTube.
Okay, but you are you on Instagram and Facebook? Yes.
Yeah, also.
Oh, as Ateneo Veneto, I assume.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very easy to find. Antonella, it was so nice talking to you. You were so worried. You did wonderful. You gave me so many information. So many things I didn't know about the Ateneo, but I'm very, very, very surprised myself, actually. But it was beautiful to talk to you. And I can't wait to see what other events you're bringing along in the city, because you always have these beautiful things coming. I mean, I only managed to come to two, I think, because you're always booked. It's impossible to get a place.
No, really, I wait for you. Tell me before.
Okay,
I'll tell you. The place.
Okay. Now, definitely, if you do some more about food, like the one on the bacala that you did a few weeks ago, that was I loved it. It was so good. And you always have also one thing, and at your events, you always have such interesting people talking about whatever they do about books or whatever they present in a seminar or something. It's always, always very interesting people, both Venetians and Italians in general, professors and so on, but it's always so interesting. Antonella, it was so nice talking to you. And thank you again because I know you're very busy. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Antonella, for taking the time and talking to us. You can find Antonella at www.ateneoveneto.org and on all social medias as Ateneo Veneto. Thank you again for listening. Venice Talks podcast is a production of Sentire Media, created, produced and hosted by me, Monica Cesarato. Follow Venice Talks wherever you get your podcast, and if you want to book a food tour or a cooking experience with me, you can find me over at www.monicacesarato.com and on all social medias with the handle at Monica Cesarato, where you can follow my adventures around Venice. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please rate it and leave a review. It's very much appreciated.
Sentire Media.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's sentiremedia.com, and find out how to submit your show.